Hi, this is Mark back again with a mini episode for GamerDA. I wanted to discuss the violence angle from video games. It came up not too long ago, and it may be a topic that's I'm kind of missing the mark on a little bit, but I kind of wanted to weigh in on it. Josh has already discussed it, but I have my own story to kind of fall into that. I ran into an individual that I know. I went to school with them, and it made me think about their past and where they're at today, and they had a troubled past, constantly in trouble, not only in school, but, you know, law enforcement and stuff like that. But they've turned their life into, you know, they're a positive person now. But it still took them a long road to get where they're at now, and I think I could have easily have been in those same shoes. I could have easily took the same route. I was an angry child. I had my own issues and confusions, and I was heavy set, and kids tried picking on me for that. And, you know, sometimes I would lash out against that stuff, and sometimes I would be upset, and I got into trouble myself. I have to thank, you know, a lot of my friends and stuff like that along the way, because they weren't really like that. I don't know why I picked friends that weren't like that. I picked friends that weren't violent. I picked friends that were just easier going. The one thing that always glued all of us together was video games. My friend Ed, my friends Josh, all of us, we all played video games, Aaron. Even from a young age. And I think back, you know, and I think, you know, I could have been in trouble more than I really was. And I'm not innocent in any standard. I was a troubled kid. But I really think video games kept me from being worse off than I really was. When you were after school or on the weekends and stuff like that, living in Southern Illinois, like I did, living in the township that I lived in, there was nothing extra to do for kids. You could, on a Saturday night, go to the movie theater that we had. We had an old, antiquated movie theater in town, but it only showed one movie, and 9 times out of 10, it was probably something you didn't want to see. It still was something to do versus, you know, causing chaos, causing havoc. And for me, the other thing was video games. I didn't go out and cause chaos. I didn't go out and cause hell because I was playing video games on those nights. I wasn't out doing all that stuff. And, you know, as I got older, as I became, you know, late teen, early 20, my friend Steve and I grew close during that time frame, right in high school. In fact, I met Steve. I was a jerk to him. I was in that prime of being, you know, wanting to fit in too, and people picked on Steve, and I kind of followed along in that suit. And Steve kind of reached out to me. I was nerdy. I would bring video game magazines to school with me, and Steve had the courage to say, "Hey, can I look at one of those during study hall?" They set you alphabetically in study hall, and he just happens to be the first few letters of his last name are just happen to be in fate close to mine. And he would borrow video game magazines whenever I'd come to school. And that's how we connected. That's how I started being friends with him. I really think without a Steve in my life, I could have been in trouble. I could have been in those same shoes. And without video games, I would have never connected with Steve. Without video game magazines, I would have never ever had that connection to him, and where would I be? So, people complain and say, yeah, video games are, you know, they rot your brain and all this stuff, and I think that's not the case in this instance. I think really, without video games, it's a stretch, I know, but without video games, I would have been one of those people who caused trouble all the time. Steve is one of my best and nearest and dearest friends to this day. And him and I still, to this day, if we're not talking about Futurama, we are talking about video games. It's always video games. So, with that being said, I think video games kept me from being violent. I think video games kept me out of trouble. We would stay up late on a Friday night. We would stay up till 3, 4 in the morning playing, just Steve and I on a Friday night. Throw down a case of Mountain Dew. And I'm not kidding you. We would sit there and drink Mountain Dew all night long. The stereotypical gamer fuel, you know, before gamer fuel existed, so to speak. But we would set up and play, you know, Nintendo 64, PS1, and then eventually Dreamcast. You know, we played that all night long. And I didn't party because I was with Steve. Me and Steve played video games. That was our thing. So the next time somebody tells me that video games are no good and all this stuff, or if they tell you this, I want you to tell them my story. Look, they saved somebody. I know it's a stretch, but they made me not cause chaos. They made me stay at home. I think a lot of people have this negative connotation towards video games because they don't understand them. It's a media that they look at and they just can't get behind. They have no idea why. And it's the same way with music, the same way music was. That, you know, all these people always fear what they don't know. And it's not, you know, I've never really seen them go after movies in that same instance. It's never been that way. You know, and everybody can sit down and watch TV and movies and whatnot. Everything around gaming and music are subjective in a lot of ways. And if you can't understand what somebody's saying, if you're listening to Hank Williams Jr., and that's all you listen to, and then somebody sits down next to you and is playing Rage Against the Machine, Rage Against the Machine's noise to you, but it's art to somebody else. It's Rage Against the Machine makes them, you know, it gives them that confidence. It makes them feel like, you know, hey, I feel like I've been downtrodden. I feel like I've been, you know, pushed around in life. And this music makes me feel better. Makes me appreciate it. The lyrics they're being sung to me. I understand that. And that makes sense to me. I really wish people would not push their agenda on video games just because it's the lowest hanging fruit. And that's pretty much all I really have to say on it. I just know that without video games in my life, I could have been just as easily an aggressive, angry individual who didn't have anything to take out my aggressions on. This is Mark with GamerDA. You can hit us up on Facebook at Gamer Discretion Advised. You can follow us on Twitter, GamerDA1. Or you can shoot us an email at podcast@gamerda.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great night. Bye.